Welcome to the H2 Operator Caribbean, the podcast of the Caribbean Water and Sewage Association, CAWASA. We are the Association of Water Utilities in the Caribbean, providing information for our water and wastewater operators, as well as keeping the public informed of developments in the water sector. This is part of our effort to communicate the true value of water. I am your presenter, Ignatius Jean, the Executive Director at CAWASA. COVID-19 has pushed governments, societies, and economies to extraordinary limits. In today's podcast, we will just give an update on what has been taking place in the water sector during this turbulent period for all of us around the globe. Water is life. Water utilities provide a critical service in the best of times and are a sine qua non in the worst of times. The true value of water and wastewater services became more evident in the war against the COVID-19 pandemic. Caribbean water utilities have weathered numerous natural disasters and demonstrated the ability to restore water services to the public within short order. The unprecedented COVID-19 pandemic, however, has exacerbated the vulnerabilities of Caribbean utilities. Utilities that were already operating with revenue that could barely cover their operational cost were hit by major shortfalls in revenue through the closure of major commercial customers, such as the hotels and restaurants. And there are no cruise ship arrivals. Owing to the country lockdown, domestic consumer demand has increased, but not necessarily with commensurate increases in revenue. In addition, governments and utilities have suspended disconnections and restored connections for water and wastewater service to delinquent accounts. The situation is compounded as we are now in the midst of the dry season, which has stressed the raw water supply for most utilities that depend on surface water, that is, water coming from streams and groundwater sources. Water utilities are reporting significant shortfalls in production, which has triggered the drought emergency actions, such as valve regulation for equity in distribution and trucking water to some areas. Through collaboration with the Caribbean Water and Wastewater Association, the CWWA, and the Caribbean Water and Sewage Association, CAWASA, the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, convened a meeting in early May to explore possibilities to support utilities with managing those financial challenges presented by the pandemic. Thus far, it appears that the Caribbean region has done well in containing the spread of the COVID-19 virus. It is not the time to drop our guards. We need to redouble our efforts to prevent another wave of the contagion while increasing our resilience against the socio-economic fallout. We take the opportunity to salute all the frontline workers in the war against the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly our water and wastewater operators. Whether spreading the word on proper hand washing techniques, supporting vulnerable communities in the access to safe water supply, or preventing shutoffs, water utilities are critical players in the fight against the COVID-19 virus and have demonstrated the fighting spirit of the Caribbean people against all odds. This is an unprecedented situation which presents unfathomable consequences and uncertainties. It requires the full participation of all, including the governments, the regulators, the customers, the trade unions, the suppliers of equipment and materials and services, the financial institutions, etc., etc. No one will come out of this unscathed. No one will come out of this how we were before. We must incorporate the uncertainties the best we can in our plans for the new normal. This pandemic has reminded us of the true value of water. Water is life. Help our utilities keep us alive. Thank you very much and have a great day. Next time we meet, I will have introductions and presentations by some of our other utility managers. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening.